Hi, I'm Jo Allen. I'm a holistic health teacher and founder of The Humble Warrior based in St. Leonard's-on-Sea.
Hello, I'm Heidi Rickson and I'm a Reiki healer, teacher and sound healer.
Welcome to Resonance Space.
Welcome to Resonance Space, and this episode is about the autumnal equinox. We're going to start with Jo reading a poem that she was all excited about when she got here, so I haven't even heard it yet. Take it away.
Hello. Yes, this is a poem from the book The Cycles of Belonging by Stella Tomlinson. And it's just a really lovely book if anyone wants to look into it. And it's about the kind of different cycles of life. And it goes through kind of the cycles of breath, the cycles of the day, our menstrual cycle, the lunar cycle, solar cycle, and our kind of, cycles of life.
And solar cycle?
Yeah, so the energies. Well, that's kind of the seasons of the year.
Oh, okay,
the solar cycle, yeah.
Right. I got it. I thought you meant space weather, sorry.
Yeah. And it ties it all together really, really nicely. And I just thought this poem was a nice one to share. So it's called Autumnal Threshold. So poised at this moment of perfect balance, time stops as I close my eyes. Behind me, the brightness of summer is fading. Before me, the darkness of winter beckons me on. The joy of summer enlivened my soul, and I yearn to stay with its magic and life. Yet something inside me calls me to settle, to rest and surrender, to slow down and trust. So I lie on the earth and her strength holds my body. I feel safe and protected and ready to dream. I step over the threshold into autumn's releasing with a heart filled with faith at the transformation to come. Yeah, I just think it's really nice because it is that kind of it's that we find it hard to let go of the summer. I think there's like a bit of a dread when we just go, oh, autumn's coming, winter's coming. Mm-hmm. But actually, there's just so much to celebrate and there's so much, there's so much magic in rest.
There is.
So we've got so this is all obviously focusing around the autumn equinox on the 22nd of September. And yeah, what does the autumn equinox mean to you, really?
To me personally?
Yeah, why not?
I always called it my favorite season. Now, this was more when I lived back in New England. I loved school, so I loved going back to school. I love the fall colors. They're stunning. I definitely miss that. But there's something about this time of year that I hesitate to use the word magic, but it's magic. It just feels like there's some kind of mystery in the air and you really feel like you're part of the cycle of the earth. And there's a real high connection to earth. I believe that I felt and didn't really think about it. One thing that I always think about is that smell of leaves when they've been on the ground for a bit. That, to me, is a perfect way to describe autumn is through that scent.
Yeah, I think it's like love it or hate it, isn't it? For me, I love it. It's like I'm moving into witchy season. It's like brilliant. Everything's just getting, like you say, just more magical. But I suppose what is the autumn equinox itself? And the equinox is obviously equal night and day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it, isn't it? It's the turning point between that summer energy of being outside, kind of bright, sunny skies, and, chasing the sunshine. I mean, I spend the whole summer, is it sunny today? Is it sunny? Can I go to the beach? Can I go in the sea? I'm just looking at the sun. Is it here? Is it here? And if it isn't, I'm very disappointed. So there's, it's energizing and it's hopeful and it's everything kind of blossoming and blooming, isn't it? The kind of spring into summer. And then autumn, it's like, oh, yeah, there's like, there's a change in the air. It's that when it changes into that lovely crisp, sort of slightly cold air. And I think there's a, for me, like, again, I've been chasing the sun just for the last few days, like these last moments that I can swim in the sea with it not being too freezing or having to get a wetsuit. And I kind of, I hold on to it and I don't want it to go.
So you're resisting the change of seasons?
At the moment, I am. But then it's when I lean into it and actually just remember how much I do actually really love autumn that I will just let go.
Well, one thing you can think about is places that have really nice kind of quote-unquote summer weather all year round, they don't think it's that special.
Mm-hmm. True.
And the reason why I think a lot of us do have a lot of fondness for summer is because it's only here for a quarter of the year.
It's fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. And so, I actually prefer autumn. I know I do. I prefer the cloves. I prefer
really?
Everything. I love a pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, pumpkin.
Yeah, I love pumpkins. I love the food. I actually prefer it, but for some reason I resist it every year. And I don't know.
Well, the nights are getting longer.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of going that way anyway after the summer solstice.
Yeah.
The days have been getting shorter and shorter, but now around equinox time, it speeds up and it's a noticeable difference.
Yeah, you wake up and it's dark and it's out of that sort of thing. Yeah, maybe there is a bit of resistance around that. But yeah, but then like I say, once I'm used to it, I just go, oh, okay, this is it now. I think it's just that little transition.
Well, especially like this year where we hardly had a summer.
Yeah, exactly. That makes it all the more hard to let go.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. But I think, but then, yeah, like I say, the autumn equinox, I think once I've got over that and I look at that kind of autumn equinox turning point, I'm happy to kind of run in and just go, yes, this is it. I'm doing it. Because I think, so when I put together anything around the autumn equinox, you know, if I do little ceremonies or circles, it's a really fab time to reflect on the last 6 months from the spring equinox. I think it can be really, because you've had that sort of, you know, that sort of really external period, and the autumn equinox is starting to tell us to go internal a bit.
Also about celebrating the quote unquote harvest. Whether it be physical harvest or memories harvesting, you know, like trips away or being outside with people you love.
Yeah.
And then kind of celebrating that.
Yeah. Because at the spring equinox, it's very much about setting intentions for the year. It's like a really good time to do that. So the autumn equinox is kind of almost that gathering in of, how did it go? And like, what did I manifest? And you know, what did I learn in a way? And then taking that into that sort of fallow period of internal introspection, all that sort of thing. And maybe kind of making plans again, really, kind of sowing the seeds again, that kind of imagery.
Well, it's definitely a period of transition, and you can actually see it in the landscape. I mean, when you go from spring to summer, there's really not a huge change within a couple of weeks of the solstice, summer solstice. But now, coming up on the 22nd with the autumn equinox, you can already see the landscape changing a little bit.
You can feel it.
You can feel it physically. You can see it. You can smell it. Like I was talking about that scent, you know, in the ground when you walk. And you can also start to see less birds because they're starting to pack it up and head south. So it's a very tangible time of transition.
Yeah, definitely. I think nature is really symbolic, isn't it, of that time, especially when the leaves are falling. It's kind of like, ooh, it's giving us a message, isn't it? Like you say, the summer solstice, the message is kind of enjoy yourself.
I think. Wee! Woo! Like, it's summer!
Yeah. Like, what can I do? What can I do? And the message of the, obviously, yeah, the leaves falling, hibernation, and like, nature just gives us beautiful messages around the autumn equinox, I think.
And it's not usually extreme. There's a nice kind of slide into it.
Yeah.
But depending on where you live, like I noticed since I've been here, since 2015, September, October, November, and even sometimes December, quite mild. So we don't really get much wintry weather till about January, for the most part. But it does get awfully dark.
Yes, there is that. You can definitely, and yeah, it's not winter in terms of snow, I suppose, but yeah, the coldness sets in, and you're like, oh, I love it, actually. I like putting on my fire and, yeah, cozy, warm drinks, warm socks, jumpers. It is, like I say, it is actually my favourite time of year when I really reflect on it.
Well, also, when you have the physical darkness and nature kind of closing up shop, you could also prepare yourself for the coming winter by making some peace with your own personal darkness. Because winter is coming.
Yeah.
And no, that's not just a quote from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Anyway, winter's coming, and with it brings more coldness and darkness, at least in our heads. And so if you make some kind of peace with your inner shadow, your inner darkness, because the two of you are going to be cozied up for quite a while. There's no escape.
Yeah, and I think that's it's good to note that, isn't it? Rather than resist it. And think, you know, it's kind of like, just allow yourself to move into that sort of space. And it's really interesting, actually, because for this year, 2024, we've got the lunar eclipse as well. So we've got around the same, so the 18th, it's a similar time. We've got the full moon in Pisces and a lunar eclipse happening. So it's kind of extra energy around this one, isn't it, in terms of...
The harvest moon as well. And then it also, it's a super moon.
Yeah.
So it's physically closer.
Exactly. So it might be a bit of a more tricky transition this year, in a way, because maybe that's what I'm feeling, actually.
I think it's going to be more interesting, I think. I'm going to look at it as interesting.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like a slide smoothly in.
Yes.
It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Yeah, but it's interesting because the lunar eclipse, you said about the sort of going inside and the shadows, that's what that is also calling to us, to kind of do some shadow work around, and the Pisces element is really around our emotions. So that's the kind of extra energy, I think, around that full moon lunar eclipse is a real deep dive, like actually deep diving into our into our deep and maybe darkest emotions. And having a bit of a clear out almost of what we've been holding on to. So Pisces, again, is really a sort of sign of going with the flow, you know, the fish, water element, and letting go of resistance and control. So that is going to be kind of interesting, where we've...
It's like flow.
Yeah. So allowing things to flow, but emotionally. So where we've been emotionally stuck. Yeah, this eclipse and this full moon is going to definitely invite us to kind of really deep dive into that and maybe just clear out some of those. It could be like really old habits that we've just clung on to and they're not really working for us. So, and that's, so it's the perfect time really around the autumn equinox because it's all telling us just to slow down.
Well, one of the things that I do with my clients is instead of saying you have to wrestle with your inner darkness, it's more like have a really good look at what your shadow is telling you because it's still a part of us. And believe it or not, it's trying to do the best for us in its own kind of warped way. So it's not evil per se.
No.
it just might feel that way because things don't go very well when the shadow side of us takes over.
Yeah.
When we're not looking.
Yes.
So if you can just be a little mindful of what you're feeling regarding that shadow and understand that it's there to help you and not to hurt you, then it's less scary.
Yeah.
And you're not pushing against it. You almost have to accept it.
Yeah, accepting the darkness. Mm-hmm. Again, it's that sort of equal to dark to night and knowing that we're moving into the dark, and that's natural. It's the natural cycle of life. And even if it feels slightly uncomfortable or challenging, the light comes again. You know, it just keeps going on a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's all teaching us that, essentially, which is really cool. And I think the energy-wise as well, as I sort of said earlier about this kind of solar, yang, like out there, external energy, again, that moves into more of a yin introspective energy as well. So, but you can't have one without the other. You know, it's all about
polarity.
Polarity, balance, everything. And that is such a just something that we just universally have to accept. Otherwise, that's where the resistance comes a little bit, when we don't accept that we have to have the darkness to support the light. There's no, you cannot have one without the other.
No, I completely agree with that. But not just maybe accepting, but find a way to appreciate that.
Mm.
Find a way to appreciate the contrast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be thankful that it's in your life.
Yeah.
Because it's able to teach you so much.
Yeah.
And if you can make friends, if you will, with your quote-unquote worst enemy, the one that lives inside you, that's can make a really big shift in your life.
Yeah. And I think that's why we actually celebrate the autumn equinox and we bring in those things. We sort of, you know, if you have an altar and you have candles and crystals, you know, you might move it towards, more sort of darker crystals. You know, it's kind of, we're starting to celebrate those elements rather than trying to ignore them.
And also, you said bringing it within. So you take stuff from outside and bring it in to the house.
Yeah.
So you're actually bringing nature inside rather than the going out the outside of the summer.
So your lovely pumpkins or whatever it is that you want to bring in. But really interestingly as well, just thinking about that kind of the yin energy, is in sort of Chinese medicine, autumn is connected to the lungs and the intestines. So the lungs, obviously, you've got that kind of invitation to take a deep breath and kind of, you know, slow everything down and exhale and let go. So that's a real kind of autumn energy. And then the intestines is very much about nourishing yourself for the winter. So there is obviously we have the harvest, don't we? It's kind of bring it again, not bringing in, but kind of bringing in. I just said it's not bringing in, but it is bringing in. But so having those kind of root vegetables, really nourishing food as well, that's something around this time that we really need to lean into, I guess.
Also the colors. I mean, I have a collection. Well, I collect plants and herbs and everything anyway. But hawthorn berries, really beautiful.
Yeah, the berry colors.
So you can dry them, bring them in, hang them up or put them on a sheet, dry them, and use them as decoration. So it's bringing the outside in.
Yeah, I suppose it's kind of nesting, getting your home all cozy, isn't it? Ready for the winter.
Like a mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to be a mouse.
Like a little dormouse. I'm a dormouse in winter. I'm like, nope, not going anywhere.
Can I be a badger? I want to be a badger. Okay, yeah, excellent. Yeah. I'll be a badger.
So if you want to celebrate the autumn equinox, it's just a really lovely practice that you can either do personally, just in your home, or you can gather people together if you want to celebrate, light some candles.
Bonfire.
Or a fire. Or fires are always good. There are always fire festivals, aren't they? Just have your favourite foods, you know, those kind of seasonal, autumnal foods, stews, hearty food. I think that's the key. I love making chunky soups around this time of year.
Comfort food.
Comfort food. That's it, I think. Comfort is the key for this one. Maybe create a gratitude list. So again, that reflection on the last 6 months since the spring equinox and what's gone well. Because I think we run through and we don't stop to necessarily reflect and feel grateful sometimes for what the summer did bring for us.
Well, that's all about the appreciation of the harvest.
Yeah, exactly. So also, I think thanking the land is one of the rituals that is around equinox. So I think in tradition, you just take some milk and then you pour it in the land and it's about sort of thanking the land for their bounty.
Why milk?
I don't know. I'd have to look at that. But the tradition is milk.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. And then maybe come to some yin practices of your own. I love moving into yin yoga in the autumn, winter time, deepening into breath work and really kind of, those quiet, more meditative practices, I think are really nice. Just sort of shake off the need to be really physical and just kind of nourish the body through food, movement, breath, meditation, and a bit of gratitude.
A lot of gratitude.
Yeah, I think it's helpful. This has been Jo.
And Heidi.
And if you want to contact us, you can email us on info@the-humblewarrior.co.uk. Just if you have any questions or any topics you'd like us to tackle, or even if you think you've got an interesting subject and you'd like to be on the podcast.
Ooh.